AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Verizon is selling off some trailblazing brands. Yahoo, at the end of the last century, was the face of the internet, preceding Google and Facebook. Also being sold by Verizon is AOL.
You've got mail.
AOL was the portal that brought almost everyone who logged on during the internet's early days. Verizon spent about $9 billion buying AOL and Yahoo over 2 years, starting in 2015. They're being sold to Apollo Global Management in a $5 billion deal. European Union officials proposed easing restrictions on visiting the 27-nation bloc as vaccination campaigns across the continent gain speed. The EU's drug regulator says it has begun evaluating a request by Pfizer and BioNTech to extend approval of their coronavirus vaccine to include children 12 to 15. A new poll shows a majority of Americans agree the government should help people stay in their homes as they get old.
There's a surprising level of bipartisan agreement on some proposals that could help make that happen, according to the survey from the Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Still, Republicans lag Democrats in support of some policies. 42% favor government long-term care insurance for all Americans, compared with 78% of Democrats. But when it comes to more funding to help low-income people age at home, half of Republicans and about three-quarters of Democrats favor that. There's also bipartisan alignment for tax breaks to purchase long-term care coverage. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court is declining to take up a challenge to Maryland's ban on bump stocks and other devices that make guns fire faster. The High Court turned away a challenge to the ban, which took effect in 2018. A funeral is being held today for Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot and killed by deputies in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. This is AP News. There was a music festival in Liverpool, England that was organized as a test for the eventual return of larger crowds at events.
Look, he is! I'm gonna cry!
That was Zuzu, one of the acts. Only residents of the Liverpool city region were able to apply for the 5,000 tickets. They were only allowed in if they had proof they tested negative for the coronavirus. Michael Benn is festival organizer.
Oh, it's joyous, isn't it? I mean, it's just incredible feeling. It feels, actually feels remarkably normal. Although it hasn't felt normal getting to here.
Professor Peter Openshaw at Imperial London College is worried about rushing back into this.
We have to remember there's still something like 2,500 people in the UK with COVID-19, and any of those could form the nucleus for a further explosion in cases.
Once inside the concert, people did not have to wear masks or be socially distant. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.